Three, two, one.
And so began the 35th annual cross-country ski race known as the Buckwheat. Right. This year, deemed the Buckwheat COVID Classic. Every year, this race brings together communities from all over the North to celebrate the coming spring and revel in the last of long winter's offerings. This year, with the Canadian border closed and travel mandates firmly in place, the race served as a reminder that Skagway still knows how to throw a party.
And I was not trying to win at all.
That makes it even better.
But on the last lap, when he stopped, he got iced. And he was putting in his backpack at the aid station. As I pulled up to the aid station, I was like, what is Ryan doing putting on a backpack right now?
I was like, I'm on a party at the end, and I need my warm clothes.
And I was like, I think I'm actually going to catch up with him.
That was the triathlon winner Brooke Jasky-Zuber and runner-up Ryan Hickel. Other participants thought they had a shot this year, but far too many underestimated the tenacious Skagway phenom. I caught up with Tom Parker just before the race and asked him if he thought he could win.
Well, it's not that I plan on it, it's just an eventuality. Much like the heat death of our universe, it's just going to happen.
There were multiple races to enter this year, the triathlon, the biathlon, and the kids' races, the premier race being the triathlon, which started with a foot race at Skagway's Lower Dewey Trailhead, followed by three laps around the lake for a full 10K, plus a new twist this year, the rifle shot. No actual guns were used. They were just paintball guns. How accurate were the paintball guns?
Terribly inaccurate. Right now, looking from here, I only see one orange dot on a target, and that was when they were warming up and getting it set up.
That was race organizer and longtime Log Cabin Ski Society contributor Corey Thole. If the shooters missed the target, which almost every participant did, they had to do a short penalty lap. The town came out in force, hiking up the icy Lower Dewey Trail or catching a ride on a chopper provided by Temsco helicopters to family or friendship bubbles of five or less. People brought camping chairs, music, party hats. There was even a man-sized banana staffing the aid station at the north end of the lake, offering chocolate, Tang, or something stronger for the older crowd.
Right, up the hill, is that right?
Yep, up the hill, through the trees.
Go through the trees, baby.
There was a burger and hot dog feed, and then the grand finale, the burning of the giant wooden coronavirus. Were the organizers worried the fire would melt a hole through the 3-foot layer of ice on the lake?
We figure, since this thing is going to be lit up and send all that good energy off, it is pretty large. It might create a big hole in the ice at some point. And so there's a couple fishing rods up here, and it's going to be warm with the fire, so Hawaiian shirts and fishing poles. Just in case. Be prepared.
Roughly two-thirds of Skagway residents have been fully vaccinated against COVID-19. And though some, like this reporter, missed the revelry downtown after the event, it seems the burning of the giant coronavirus was more than just simply symbolic. Reporting from a rejuvenated and optimistic Skagway, I'm Mike Swayze.